peace be unto you. That's right, peace be unto you. The Lord was saying, I am here with you, so you don't need to be afraid. Peace comes from being with the Lord. Being with the Lord is what makes us feel happy, because the Lord is God, so he has all power in heaven and on earth, and he is the man, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we know and love. But on the very first Easter, were the disciples feeling peaceful? No, they were terribly sad because the Lord had been crucified. They did not know that the Lord was alive, and they certainly didn't know that he was God. And so it says that on Easter, when the Lord rose, he walked with two of his disciples on the road to Emmaus, and they didn't recognize him. And as they walked along, he asked them, why are you so sad? And they said, it's because Jesus of Nazareth, a man, a prophet, powerful in deeds and words, was crucified by our leaders. But we had hoped that he was going to be the one to rescue us from the Romans. So you can see, they thought of him as a man, a wonderful man, but just a man. And they thought he was going to be a king in this world. They didn't know that he had risen. They thought he was dead. And that's why they were so sad. So the Lord came to them and said, peace be unto you. I'm here with you. Everything's going to be fine. Now, when the Lord came and said that to the disciples, then did they feel peaceful? Not right away. No. The story says they were terrified in their minds, and they were full of fear in their hearts. They never expected to see the Lord again, ever. And there he was, in front of them, right in the midst of them. How could that be? So they thought he must be a spirit or a ghost. They didn't know that he is risen, that he is alive. They certainly didn't know that he is God. And so they were frightened. Now really, of course, the Lord was with them all the time. He was watching what they were doing. He was listening to what they were saying. He was gently guiding their thoughts and feelings. And when the time was right, he opened their spiritual eyes so that they could see the Lord is right here with us. And it's the same with us. The Lord is right here with us right now. And if the Lord would open our spiritual eyes, we would see him here. Only the Lord God can open our spiritual eyes. And so the Lord went on and he said to them, why are you disturbed? And why do reasonings arise in your heart? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you behold me having. And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. So then the disciples could tell this really was the Lord Jesus Christ, because they could still see the print of the nails in his hands. And he invited them to come feel him, feel his hands, how firm and warm and strong they are. The Lord is not a spirit, he is a man. And so this is a way that the Lord showed them also that he is God. Because no one else but the Lord rises with their whole body. When we die, we put off our natural body. And the Lord raises us up into the spiritual world, and we are then spirits. All the angels in heaven are spirits. And the doctrine says, the angels know that in all the spiritual world, no one is a complete man except the Lord, because the Lord rose with his whole body. Remember, when the angel rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it, there was nothing in the tomb except the cloths that they had used to wrap him. So the Lord rose with his whole body made divine. And the Lord's body is different from our natural bodies. The Lord's body is not merely material. It's divine substantial. It's divine natural. It's perfect. And that means that wherever we go in this world, through all of our life, the Lord is with us. And at the same time, he is with every single person in the whole universe, watching over us and taking care of us, down to the smallest things that happen in our life, because he is God and because he loves us. And so the writings say, in the Lord, all is Yehovah, even the flesh and bones. And when the time comes for us to die, the Lord gathers us up in his arms and lifts us up into heaven, and we are with him. And the doctrine says, in the Gospel of John, it says, no one has ascended to heaven except he who came down from heaven, namely the Lord. The doctrine says, everyone who is saved ascends into heaven, but not by himself, but by the Lord's help. Only the Lord ascended by himself into heaven. So in this way, the disciples learned some things. They learned that Jesus is still with them. They learned that Jesus is risen from the dead. He's alive. They learned that he is not just a spirit, but a man with his whole body. In that way, they would see, eventually, that Jesus is God. And that's a wonderful thing. Because now we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we know from the New Testament stories, is God. And we know that God, who created the whole universe, who created us, who gives us our life from day to day, is the man, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we know. And we know he loves us. We know he teaches us how we can be forgiven from our sins by repenting from our sins. And that way, he can save us and lift us up to heaven, and we can be with him. And so the Lord says, peace be unto you. In this world, we will still have troubles. We're going to have sad times, just like the disciples had a sad, sad time when they didn't know that the Lord was alive and they didn't know that he was God. But the more we love the Lord by keeping his commandments, the more we will have peace inside. The more, even though there's troubles on the outside, in our hearts, we will know, we will have confidence that the Lord rules all things. He is in charge. Nothing bad ever happens except by the Lord's permission that he can turn into something good. We will know that the Lord is providing every single thing that we will ever need to be happy forever, that he is leading us to a good end, namely to be with him in heaven. So the Lord says to us, as he said to the disciples, peace be unto you. Amen.